The state of Alaska has given notice that it will sue the federal government over the Endangered Species Act listing for the Cook Inlet beluga. The whale was listed as endangered last fall after biologists determined the population was at high risk of extinction. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The state objected to the listing decision for the Cook Inlet beluga when it was announced last October. Doug Vincent Lang is Alaska's endangered species coordinator. He says calling the beluga endangered is premature.
We feel that this population is beginning to show signs of recovery from past overharvest. And overharvest was, almost everybody agrees, was the primary threat facing this population.
The Cook Inlet beluga population declined nearly 50% between 1994 and 1998. The native subsistence hunt was severely restricted the next year. Still, the population numbers hit a low of less than 300 animals in 2005. In the last few years, the count has been stable at 375 whales. Doug Meekum is acting administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Alaska. He says the state is interpreting the numbers very differently than the agency.
This is a very small population. It's an isolated population. It has not recovered as we had expected. And that population faces many threats, so we thought it was important to list them to make sure we're adequately protecting them.
Meekum says the best models show a high likelihood of extinction for the whales in the next century. And he says a lot of careful science and public input went into making the decision.
You know, this wasn't something that we took lightly, and it underwent a lot of scrutiny. And in fact, we communicated with the state quite extensively on this before we made the decision. Obviously, they disagree.
The endangered species listing could affect a range of development in Cook Inlet, including the Port of Anchorage expansion, the proposed Knickarm Bridge, and oil and gas exploration. Doug Vincent Lang with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the federal government doesn't have enough evidence to call the Cook Inlet belugas a distinct species. He also says NOAA failed to take into account all the state is doing to help protect the belugas.
The state has a vast array of regulatory programs in place, from its coastal zone management program to local zoning, to water quality regulations, to protected areas in the inlet that really minimize the threats from other, the impacts of other threats on those whale populations while they're starting to recover and the harvest management plan is in place.
At least five environmental groups are denouncing the state's intention to sue over the listing. Bob Shavelson with Cook Inlet Keeper says it's about politics.
It's unfortunate to see the state wasting money on a frivolous lawsuit when the science is sound and it's gone through a rigorous review. The National Marine Fisheries Service has looked at this very carefully, and they came out with a conclusion that supports what the U.S. Marine Mammal Commission has recommended, what the World Conservation Union has recommended, and what every objective independent scientist who's looked at this has recommended.
The state says even though it's moving forward with a potential lawsuit, it won't give up its efforts to protect the species. Alaska also filed a lawsuit in August to overturn the federal government's decision to list the polar bear as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.